408 on WCCO Radio. Dan Cook along with you on your Friday afternoon. Jason off today because Laura Oakes, it's the big grad party weekend. I don't know. Do we have Laura's mic up on the board, Chris?
I thought I heard me.
Nope. Hang on a second. Because we have this fancy new board.
We do.
And you can program. They're not going to be able to hear you. You just have to roll with me on this one. We're getting it done. But the board, you can program all the pots on there. So we don't have all the microphones on there all the time. So people, they rotate around. So Chris has got to hit a bunch of buttons. And once he gets the right button hit, then you'll be people will be able to hear you. But stay with me for this second.
Do we hear me?
Only through my microphone. So nobody's hearing you right now. Big grad party this weekend for young Samuel DeRussia, and I was asking folks, now they can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, see, now there you are. Hey, there we go.
See, when I was saying Sybilis,
nothing was happening. It was just coming through my...
Yes. Nice Tom Hanks.
Sorry, Chris, I should have warned you about
that. Well, I thought she was going to be on mic four.
No, she's going to be on three because she's got to access the board.
This is why they don't let me work during the day.
That's probably one of the reasons.
Okay.
So big grad party this weekend.
Yes.
And so I was asking folks what I should get young Samuel, because, I mean, I could do the card... And I could do the cash,
right?
Which is kind of standard. But I felt that uncle vibe kicking in, you know, like when you buy the nephews and the nieces something to annoy your sibling.
Mm.
Like specific, like they love it, and that's great. But it also annoys the sibling. And so I'm trying, is there something I could get Sammy?
Not annoy. Don't
that
get
would
him
kind
something
of tweak
annoying.
Jason just a little bit. Because we're like brothers, Jason and I.
Yeah.
No?
Well, no. I think Jason's already been tweaked for most of his life by his children. So you don't need to add to that.
I don't need to.
Why don't you get him something that he can make use of at college?
Want to. One of the texters said a $50 and a case of beer.
Eh, and I said, who knows if he's a beer drinker or drinks at all?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either. But, you know, another person suggested a McDonald's gift card since Jason's such a foodie to go broke basic like that.
That would get Jason. Yeah, that would be kind
of
funny.
Another person says a Domino's gift card and a case of beer. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, pizza and beer, that's college.
But you wonder how much of the Jason effect has trickled down into Sam's eating preferences. Maybe he doesn't eat that stuff.
Maybe. I don't know. So if folks want to keep texting me ideas, 651-461-9226. Is it too late to get him a hairbrush and have it personalized to DeBrusha? See?
I
knew people would come through.
I like that.
Another person suggests telescope and a book of astronomical bodies with instructions to make dad participate.
Yes. That's a great idea, Dan.
That is a good one.
Yep.
But it's 4 o'clock, and that means it is time to play Card de Sharks. The weekend is here, and the heat, it is on. The sun will be blazing, and the rain will be gone. So find somewhere cool and give Dan a call. Be a contestant today, and you might win it all on Card the Sharks.
All right. Miss Kristen.
She's coming through once again. And the beauty of this is she's paying such attention that without me even having to tell her, she knew I was hosting today and put the little Dan reference in there. Very sharp.
We appreciate her diligent listening.
We've got a couple players on the line. Angela is in Prior Lake. Angela, how are you doing this Friday afternoon?
I'm doing very well.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. If you have any suggestions for me, what I should get Sam, I'd be all ears.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Think about that. Okay. Jared in Ramsey is on line three. He's your opponent. Jared, how are you doing?
Jeremy Ramsey.
Jeremy.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good, Jeremy. We're just going to call you Jared. Is that okay? I'm kidding. We'll call you Jeremy.
That's fine. Whatever.
If you have any suggestions.
I like the DeBrusha hairbrush.
The DeBrusha hairbrush is that was a great suggestion. I appreciate that texture very, very much.
And Sam has the hair.
He does. Yeah. He's got a big old head of hair. Yeah. So that's a great idea. I love that. It might be too late for me to get that done in the next, I don't know, 36 hours, but I don't know. Somebody out there might come through.
You need to get your brother who made our beautiful Card to Sharks board to take his Dremel drill and carve something into a hairbrush that you can go buy.
My brother
has
so
tonight.
Many tools. I don't even think he knows all the tools that he has at this point. That's how many tools he's got.
Bingo.
So he could probably get that done. All right, Angela, Jeremy, you guys are playing for a $50 gift card to Jester Concepts Restaurants. That's good at places like Burrow, Parlor, PS Steak, Butcher and the Boar, and many, many more. Visit JesterConcepts.com for all of their great options. Angela, you called in first, so you're going to get the first question. I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to give me a number between 0 and 100, and then Jeremy's going to guess higher or lower, and whoever ends up getting it right gets their choice of the cards. So here we go. Angela, we asked 100 people, would you rather give up your phone for a week or your favorite food for a month? How many
My
of them?
Phone for,
How many chose to give up their phone, your phone for a week, or favorite food for a month? How many said phone? Now, are you a big phone person? Are you like, you're like me? If I don't have my phone like in visible sight, I start getting the heebie-jeebies and twitching and vibrating. Are you like me?
No, because I've got a work phone as well, so when I can just put them both away, I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, the work phone, that one can go. If I had a work phone, that one would go on the other side of the room. It would be far, far away, but I got to have my phone. So what's your favorite food?
Oh, gosh. Steak.
Could you go without steak for a month?
I'd rather go without my phone.
Okay. So how many people out of 100 do you say would choose to give up their phone for a week versus their favorite food for a month? 0 to 100. What do you think?
25,
Angela says. Jeremy, are you a big phone person? Do you got to have your phone around you at all times?
I do. It's a bad habit.
So yeah, I totally agree, but you know they can take my phone from my cold, dead hands. You know what I'm saying? It's no way. For a week, do you think you could give it up for a week?
No.
What's
so I'm gonna say lower than 25.
Lower than 25, Jeremy says. The actual number of people that said that they would rather give up their phone for a week than their favorite food for a month is 34. So Angela, you get that one.
Woohoo!
So you get the choice now. Laura's got red cards and blue cards. Which ones would you want to start with?
Red, please.
Angela picks the red cards, and your opening card is a 4. Ooh, that's a good number to start with. So now you have a choice, higher or lower than the 4. What do you say?
Higher.
Higher than the 4. Next card is a king. Much higher. Very well done. Now, as always, you have the chance to freeze here on that card and save your progress if you would so choose. But with a king, I don't know. I'm not trying to influence things. Your choice. You can freeze or you can say higher or lower than a king. What do you choose?
I'm going to go lower than a king, please.
Lower than a king, she says. And that's a 5. That is much lower than a king. Now, only 2 cards to go. Now, Angela, consider this. If you knock out these 2 cards in the next 3 minutes, I got to come up with a whole nother segment. All right. So I just want to put that out there. I'm kidding. 5. So you're on a 5. You can freeze with your progress or you can go higher and lower than a 5. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go higher than a 5.
She's going to go higher than a 5. The next card is a 3. Oh, no.
Oh!
See, I told you. So she loses her progress back to the 4. And Jeremy, that's good news for you because that means you get a free shot at your blue cards now. And Laura's going to flip over that opening blue card down there.
Hang on. Laura's having...
She's replacing red
Laura's
cards with blue cards,
and
we got all kinds of things going on here.
Just a minute.
We're organizing. We'll just stall. It's just radio. We'll just edit this part out.
Okay,
it's fine.
Here we go.
Okay, so the first blue card for Jeremy is a 5. Ooh, that's a good starter, Jeremy. All right, higher or lower than a 5. What do you say, Jeremy?
I'm going to have to agree and go higher on that one.
Higher than a 5. Next card is an ace. Oh, my. I mean, I could bring up the you if you want to pause on the ace, but why would you do that, Jeremy? Aces are high, higher or lower than an ace?
Lower.
Lower. What a concept. Next card is a 10. Ooh, it's a middle card. So you got the 10, you got it right, but that's a big-time middle card. Now, I should tell both of you, if you get the question correctly, you do have a chance to change a card. So in this case, Jeremy, if you wanted to freeze here, we could freeze on that 10, and if you get the next question right, you get a chance to change it. But it's up to you. Freeze, higher or lower than 10, what do you want to do?
Lower. I'm going to go
lower than a 10, he says. He's going for it. Next card is a 2. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to go higher, Dan.
And before we see that next card, we're going to take a break. How about that?
The suspense.
How about that? We're going to take a break. It's Card to Sharks on WCCO Radio. Stick around. We'll find out, did Jeremy just win a gift card and I have to come up with a whole other segment? Or is Angela going to get another shot at it? We'll find out next. This is 830 WCCO. On WCCO Radio. Dan Cook in for Jason DeRussia. And we are back on Card to Sharks. Perhaps the most anticlimactic second segment in the history of Card to Sharks right here. Our friends Angela and Jeremy, not Jared, Jeremy, are along with us. And when we left you, Jeremy had 4 cards revealed, and his 4th card was a 2, which is the lowest card in the deck. So unless it's one of the other three twos there, Jeremy, you're going to go which direction, higher or lower than a two?
I'm going to have to go higher.
I think higher would be the way to go. And Laura turns it over, and it is a nine. Jeremy, you are our winner. Angela, I'm sorry. He just got on a great run.
You were coaching him.
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I tried to get him to freeze on the 10, Angela. I don't know how much coaching I was able to actually do.
That's a fair point.
Just giving him the option. Just giving him the option. Angela, thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yes, call in next. Call in another time. We'll get you on again. Appreciate that very much. Chris, we can let her go. And then, Jeremy, you're going to be on hold. Chris needs to get your last name and address and all that good information. We will get you out a $50 gift card to Jester Concepts Restaurants. So thank you so much for playing, Jeremy. Appreciate that very much. I just had to get the break in there. I mean, it was kind of anticlimactic, like I said, but you had to get the break in there.
Yeah.
We were talking about this earlier, Laura, about the things that I could get young Sam to Russia for his graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had suggested telescope and a book of astronomical bodies with instructions to make dad participate.
I love that one.
That's a good one. It's a father-son bonding moment.
Yep.
Jason would hate it, so that would be fun.
Is there such a thing as kind of an entry-level, smaller telescope?
Well, that's what I was going to say. There are.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm kind of a telescope snob a little bit at this point. So the minimum level in which I would want to get a decent telescope, right?
Yeah.
Is a wee bit more than what I was going to give in terms of cash at the grad party. So I love the idea.
Yeah.
I love that it tweaks Jason a little bit, but that's probably not the way that I'm going.
What if you got a gift certificate toward the purchase of a nice quality telescope?
I would love that idea. I would really honestly in that case want to know that Sam for sure would be interested in something like that. I don't want to just force, because you know how I am about forced family fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan. Mm-mm. Not a fan. Another suggestion. Get leather goods, a belt and the mount, and a boot. Okay, I don't know if that's such a great idea. This is Cindy. Give him cash and an 8 by 10 picture of his favorite person, you.
That's a good idea.
That I love. I love that idea a
lot. You could autograph it.
Of course I would autograph it. What's the point of having a picture of me if it's not autographed? I mean, come on.
You could wear one of your dorky little Star Wars costumes.
Why you? First of all, I don't own any Star Wars costumes. Yes, and why do you have to make it dorky? I swear
do.
I
yes,
don't.
You do.
This is like an anti-Star Wars day.
I know. I mean, Chad was just savaging it earlier. Well, I'm sure I can speak to
Laura,
that man anyway.
Live long and prosper.
That's right.
No, stop it.
That's Nanu Nanu.
That's more Mindy.
I'm going to throw both of you out of the studio in like a minute. What's the matter with you? Why would you?
I got another one. Who's this?
Okay. No. That's
Leather Tuscadero.
Yeah. Okay. another suggestion.
Laura, you and me.
Oh, boy. You guys want to just do the rest of the show? I can leave. I'll go home.
That's fine. I love you, Dan.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a long week.
Another suggestion. we talked about this one a little bit off the air, but I'm going to bring it up. A box of prophylactics.
That's always a wise move.
Condoms.
I don't know. Would that annoy Jason more or would that annoy Sam's mother more? I don't know.
I think it's showing responsibility.
Yeah, but it's more of the coming from me. That would be the annoying part, I would think.
Mm. I don't think that's your job.
Yeah, probably not the way I'm going to go. But
that's not your lane.
And that's embarrassing for him to open.
Right, but I won't be there when he opens it, so that's not really my problem. That's not really. It is going to be a scorcher this weekend. We're going to talk to Chris Schaefer coming up after 5 o'clock a little bit about when you can expect the heat to hit its worst. Laura, what are you up to this weekend?
It's my husband's kind of a birthday weekend. His birthday is Monday, so we're looking for things to do this weekend. And I think what we're going to do is we have an inflatable raft with oars that you blow up on the side of a lake and then paddle yourself out. We call it the Walrus. That's the name of our little boat.
Okay.
So what we love to do on a super hot day is bring that Walrus out to Lake Minnetonka and just paddle out a little bit, drop the anchor, and we sit. And we have sparkling water. Maybe we'll bring a little lunch. Sometimes we bring the dog, and then we can jump on and off the raft.
And stay cool that way.
Watch the big fancy boats go by while we sit in our little,
Plus with the breeze, it's supposed to be pretty windy this weekend. That'll kick up some cool air off the lake, too. So
we're doing that tomorrow. Okay. And then Sunday will be a hot afternoon Twins game, but it should be fun.
Oh, you're going to the ball game on Sunday?
Going to the ball game. Mm-hmm.
Station tickets?
Yes.
Are they the...
They're the ones where you can go hide out in the AC if you need to.
Okay, so I'll give you one piece of advice, because I went to the Twins game on the station tickets on Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
where you recall was also very warm.
Mm, yeah.
And by before the game started, I think we got there. It was like a 1:10 first pitch. And I want to say we got there 12:30-ish.
Yep.
And the seats were in the sun, but they were in the sun for about 10 minutes, and then the shade came over.
Oh, that's good.
So that's
that
yeah,
should help
that's
a
important,
little bit.
Important.
Yeah.
But yeah, being able to jump back into that air-conditioned area is no joke either. That's a good deal.
Yeah. How about you?
I'm going to the grad party.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to the grad party. It'll be interesting to see. Now, I know Jason was setting up a bunch of outdoor stuff. There was some discussion, you know, how much of an indoor event was this going to turn into, given the heat and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of hoping it's outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because that gives me easy justification for showing up for about 10 minutes, saying hello, and getting the heck out of there.
Now, I think you should stretch yourself once again, Dan.
Why you keep with the stretching?
Because you are so capable of so much more than you think sometimes. So I would challenge you to stick around for at least 45 minutes.
Oh.
Talk to some people you don't know.
Oh. What did I do? What did I do to you that you would suggest that I have to do this?
Just break out of your shell and do it.
Yeah, there you go.
I know you can do it.
Chris has got my back.
I'm trying to do the same thing because people think I'm an extrovert because of this crazy job.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Oh, no. This job has a lot of introverts in it. Yeah, for sure.
I'm in the category.
You know another job has a lot of introverts in it? Pastors.
Okay, there you go. Then you probably are this, too. There is a category called an extroverted introvert.
Yeah, no, I'm not that.
I think I'm kind of that.
That category does exist. I'm not one of those
people.
You're
more of a true introvert.
I am a true
introvert. No, but look, you're on the radio.
Because I'm talking to you and I'm talking to Chris, and I know, intellectually, I know that there's however many tens of thousands of people out there listening,
yeah.
but I can't see them, and I'm not, it's the interactivity of it, you know, where I'm talking to a handful of callers or a handful of texters. It's not a huge crowd of people that I don't know, and I have to try to be, you know, on and entertaining. That's what drains the
I can't
batteries.
Do that.
Introversion isn't so much disliking people, although I joke about it that
doesn't
way.
Doesn't mean you're shy.
No, and it doesn't mean you're shy. No. It means that social activity costs you energy instead of giving you energy.
Yes.
My brother is the gene pool got split right down the middle. He's as extroverted as I am
introverted.
He absolutely needs to be around people and being social and having, that's what gives him life and gives him energy. I just watched 2 minutes of it and I'm exhausted.
I like a mix.
Yeah.
And I need to also have an out. You know,
well, like that's
if
what I'm saying.
See,
this is my point with the heat.
Extroversion going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
all right, I'll give it more than 10 minutes.
More than 10 minutes. Now, I went to the grad party for Seth a couple years ago.
I was there.
And it was wonderful. Food truck in the
I think they're having the same food truck this
good.
Year.
Good. It was wonderful. Yeah. And they had the garage open.
Yep.
It was kind of a drippy, rainy day, I think, earlier.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're going to have options. You can be
the drippy,
inside,
rainy.
Outside, garage, in the house. And I challenge you to talk to at least three people you've never talked to before.
Maybe one.
March up,
maybe
say
one.
Hi, I'm Dan.
The drippy rainy isn't going to be the problem this year. It's going to be drippy sweaty. That's
drippy
be
sweaty. Yeah. Make sure you use really good deodorant and don't wear a light colored shirt. Wear a pattern like you're wearing
like
today.
This. Yeah. I've also got I have these with me in the office. Have you ever seen the compression sleeves that are like the moisture wicking material that actually help keep you cool?
Oh.
I use those at the ball game too. They work really, really well.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how they really worked.
Yeah. No, they
to keep you cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like even when I stepped outside today and the wind hit them, like, whoa.
That's kind of
nice.
Get
your attention pretty quick.
I might need to sleep in those.
I'm telling you.
Seriously.
And I think I got like a 4-pack of them off of Amazon for like 10 bucks. So
four
pairs.
Be all compressioned up with my fan. I'll be finally able to sleep.
Just something to think about as you're trying to move through a very hot, very sweaty weekend.
Love it.
Laura, thank you for hanging around, doing a little card to sharks and challenging me, which I may or may not. Actually,
at least think about it.
I'll think about it. I can promise you that.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, ladies and gentlemen, we've been doing this all week. It is time once again to play Name That Tune. If you're a big Keith Urban fan and you want to win a pair of tickets to go see Keith Urban at whatever the XL Energy Center is going to be called this fall, call us right now, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Get in line. We're going to play Name That Tune. Coming up next, you're listening to Drive Time with DeRussia on 830 WCCO. Well, that's it. That's all you get. That's our Keith Urban clip. You're playing Name That Tune for a chance to win a pair of passes to see Keith Urban at the XL Energy Center, whatever it's called, in September, on September 26th. Remember, if you don't win tickets here, this is our last day. We've been giving them away all week. Last shot. If you don't win it here, though, they're on sale now at LiveNation.com. So we're going to begin with Dana, who is in Orono. Dana, you big Keith Urban fan?
I thought I was.
You thought you were.
I clearly need to update my playlist.
Okay. Chris, play it one more time for Dana here. To heal all the pain and put you through. Can you name that tune, Dana?
I cannot.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. 651-461-9226 is the number. Sean is in New Hope. Sean, you're next up on Name That Tune. Can you name that Keith Urban tune? To heal all the pain and
put you through. Man, that's a tough one, too. I'm not sure. I'm going to go Raining on Sunday.
That is incorrect. Sorry, Sean. Appreciate you listening. All right. Appreciate you calling in. But that isn't it. See, now, Chris, I want to pull back the curtain a little bit here before we go to the next one.
Okay.
Our boss, who is a wonderful boss,
mm-hmm.
Brad
Good
Lane.
Good boss.
Put all these together. He's the one that put all these up. So, and he delights in making them difficult mm-hmm. to guess. Absolutely delights in it. Like yesterday was the call number 3 got it yesterday. And that was the earliest caller we've had all week. And I think he was mildly disappointed that it was that early.
That it was that early.
I think he was.
So that doesn't mean he still likes our listeners, though, right?
He loves our listeners.
He loves our listeners.
He wants somebody to win. Challenge. He just likes the challenge. He wants to make them earn it, I think is how.
Well, I mean, it's for as easy as Card to Sharks apparently was.
Apparently.
Then this seems to be on the other end of the spectrum.
651-461-9226 is where we find Sandy, who is in White Bear Lake. Sandy, are you a big Keith Urban fan?
I am.
Okay, can you name this tune? To heal all the
pain and put you through. I can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Sandy. I thought you had such confidence in your voice when you said that you're a big...
I can't.
Well, I appreciate you listening.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you taking a guess. Chris is going to line up another call. Again, this is for a pair of passes to see Keith Urban at XL Energy Center. That's coming up September the 26th. If you haven't won tickets already this week or you don't win today, remember you can still catch them, still buy them, livenation.com to have your shot at these tickets. So, yeah, Brad likes to make them tough. He wants to make you people earn these things. Got a couple more calls going in, so we'll see who's on line one here. Chris, can you just tell me who it is?
Yeah, it is Midge from Egan.
Midge from Egan is on line one. Midge, are you a huge Keith Urban fan?
I am a All Keith right. Urban fan.
All right, so we're going to play this one more time. Tell me, can you name okay. this Keith Urban tune? To heal all the pain
and put you through. Is it The Fighter?
Hey, there we go. Congratulations.
Woo!
That is it. That is it. Chris, can you play the long version here? To heal all the pain and put you through. With love like you never knew. Just let me show you. What if I fall? I won't let you fall. What if I cry? I'll never make you cry. And if I get scared, I'll hold you tighter. When they try to get to you, baby, I'll be the fighter. What if I fall? I won't let you. That's The Fighter. Sandy, did you know it right away when we started playing it? I'm sorry, Mitch. I apologize. I still had Sandy on my sheet.
Yes, all right. Sorry. I knew it right away.
Okay.
So I had to pull over so I could call you.
See, now that's you doing it responsibly. You don't call while you're driving. You pull over someplace where you're safe.
Not.
I love that.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep.
Have you seen Keith in concert before?
I have never seen Keith Urban in concert.
Then this is perfect, right? You win a couple of seats. You get to go see him for free. You get a little shot on WCCO radio. Isn't that great?
So excited.
Who are you
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Who are you going to take to see?
I'm taking my husband.
See, now she answered that right away. I think we had something earlier this week. We asked, probably my husband. And I thought,
you
have to think about it.
Even if he doesn't want to go, I'm taking him with me.
There you go.
It's going to be fun.
I love it. All right, Midge. Chris is going to put you on hold. Hang around for a couple minutes here. We'll get to you during the break. We'll get all your information. We'll get you a pair of tickets to go see Keith Urban. Again, that's September 26th. Thanks to the folks at Live Nation for providing those tickets. And you can buy your tickets at livenation.com. Keith Urban, XL Energy Center, September the 26th. So fourth caller. Got it that time, right, Chris? That was four?
Yeah, she was a fourth.
I think that was probably the average we had. I think we had a four, five, six, three, four.
Okay.
Something like that.
You know what? It's cool, though, that she's a fan and she hasn't seen him before.
That's awesome.
This is cool.
You can do that for somebody.
Yeah, getting a chance to see somebody that you like for the first time. I'm cool with that.
We're going to take a break, do some traffic and weather. When we come back, are you one of these folks that wakes up and is just absolutely exhausted? Because if you are, you're not alone, as it turns out. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Dan Cook in for Jason DeRussia. It's 444 on 830 WCCO. 451 here on 830 WCCO. My name is Dan Cook, sitting in for Jason DeRussia this Friday afternoon. Hope you're sailing into the weekend. And like I said, it's going to be a scorcher, so make sure you've got plans to beat the heat. We've been talking throughout the show, as I mentioned, Sam DeRussia's grad parties this weekend. And I'm crowdsourcing gift ideas. Yeah, I can go, one texter says, keep it simple, card and cash. Again, that's the baseline. I get it. That's kind of the plan. But I'm open to more creative ideas, especially if those creative ideas fall under the auspice of something that might annoy his father a little bit. You know, like, again, as an uncle, there have been times, don't tell my brother this, but there have been times that I have bought gifts for my nieces and nephews specifically to annoy my brother. Because that's a brother thing. That's what you do as brothers, right? You poke fun at each other. And so Jason and I are business brothers. And so if I can, you know, poke a little fun.
A little fun at him and help.
That'd be fun. That'd be great, right? Another texture says state fair tickets and some cash. That's actually not a bad idea.
No, that's not a bad.
I mean,
actually,
boys love the state fair.
When does he go to school? When does he have to?
That's
be
what
out?
I got
to
figure out. I don't know when he's.
Yeah, when? Yeah, I think it all depends on when he's got to be out at USC out in LA.
Yeah. So, I still think the leader in the clubhouse, Chris. I don't know. You tell me. The leader in the clubhouse is the person that says that I should get him a hairbrush and have it personalized DeBrussia.
DeBrussia, yeah.
I think that, I don't think I'm going to be able to get that done in time, but I love that suggestion. So
maybe
much.
You could just take a picture of it and then just put DeBrussia on it and say an IOU.
The second place one that's also very close is the cash and the 8x10 picture of me, which I think would be hilarious as well.
We had somebody call in.
That one I might be able to actually get done.
Just take a selfie and just
put it up. Might have a few of those already.
Yeah, we had somebody that called in earlier, Dan, and suggested like a starter's toolkit for their dorm room.
Ooh, that's very practical.
You know?
It's very practical.
And I mean, you could, you know, Jason could obviously help being Mr. Toolsy.
He is toolsy.
I mean, he's very toolsy.
Very, very toolsy. Some people may have even referred to him as a tool once or twice. Not me. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
Many people are saying.
People are telling me. I'm kidding. I love Jason dearly. And Sam's a great kid. And not just because my brother taught him in a couple of classes. My brother's a teacher at Maple Grove High School and actually taught both of the DeRussia kids. And both of the DeRussia kids graduated with honors. Now, I'm not saying that that's a direct correlation.
So there's no connection between them graduating with honors and your brother being one of their educators.
I mean, I'm not saying that there's
you're
a connection.
You're not saying. But,
I'm not saying there's a connection. Chris, you sent me the story this morning, and I thought it was very interesting. It says one in three Americans wake up already exhausted, and their work productivity may be paying a serious price. By 11:54 a.m., the average person starts to fade completely. This is a survey of over 2,000 Americans that reveals what's stealing our energy throughout the day, and the results show it's not just our jobs that are leaving us depleted. Social interactions, household chores, and even weather are major culprits in our daily energy crisis. Now, you had tagged in this story that you are one of these people that wake up absolutely exhausted. Is that true?
Yes. And, I mean, honestly, I thought there was something that was wrong with me because I'd look and my sleep score would be good. And even when I'm getting, you know, 8 or 9 hours of sleep, which is like maybe twice a week. I mean, let's be honest, during the week, I don't get much because I get home late and then I have to get up early to get my daughter going for things that she's got to do. But I thought it was like a thyroid thing and like a health thing. But I still feel like I'm just a little, I'm a little groggy. Like it takes me a little while to get moving.
Have you ever done a sleep study before?
I have not, no.
I did one, this was many, many years ago at this point, because I thought there might be some sleep apnea going on because I had this issue. And was interesting, I had to do it twice actually, because the first time I wasn't able to get to sleep because at that point in my life, I was a stomach sleeper.
Okay.
And they put all these things on your head, right, to measure your brain waves and brain activity. And that meant you had to sleep on your back. And I literally couldn't get to sleep.
Ooh, that would be hard. Was, I mean, if you really can't tough. Do it.
So I had to do it a second time. And the second time I finally got to sleep. But what it showed was as I was falling asleep, I had some apneatic reactions.
Okay.
But once I was down and asleep, once I was fully under, I was fine.
You were fine.
It was just getting down that was the issue. So I've since, for other reasons, become a back sleeper on a wedge pillow.
Okay.
By the way, if you ever have any issues with acid reflux, don't know if you've ever had that or not. It's no fun.
No, I've never had it.
For all the stuff, all the, you know, the antacids and stuff that I've tried to take to fix that, the thing that actually fixed it was the wedge pill.
Really?
Is sleeping at that angle like that because it keeps everything
I
down.
Would think it would just be so uncomfortable, though.
I was actually surprised at how quickly I got used to it. Again, I'd been a stomach and a side sleeper forever, and now I'm mostly a back sleeper. Sometimes you can get over on the side, but that's still kind of a weird angle.
Okay.
But that, honestly, the acid reflux problem, gone.
Wow.
As soon as I started doing
that. That's interesting.
The downside is, now, you know, I was out camping the other weekend, mm-hmm. and, you know, if you do any kind of getaway, you know, Jason and I going down to spring training, you either have to try and figure out how to pack the wedge pillow with you, or you have to have the hotel get you like 15 pillows to re-simulate the wedge pillow. So that's a bit of a challenge. But it absolutely does the job. So apparently sleep is an issue for plenty of you people out there. And I'm saying there's plenty of good sleep study centers around there that you can get some help at. And I strongly encourage folks to go out and do that because it's no fun going through the day groggy.
No, and sometimes I don't know. I used to think it was just like a personal thing, but now it seems like, okay, that's actually something that's it's actually what it makes me feel better knowing that I am not some kind of weird anomaly.
Now, of course, I'm looking at this, you know, through my own lens. When it says that by 11:54, the average person is starting to fade. We're still 3 hours away from the showtime. If I'm fading 3 hours before the show, that's bad news.
That's why this show is what it is.
It's time coming up next hour for the lead on the Rush Hour headlines. So stick around. 85 degrees. It's 4:57. You're listening to 830 WCCO Radio.